Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. If you're listening again this week, welcome back. If you're here for the first time, I have one announcement. There will be no wand waving or silly incantations in this class, so buckle up. It's bound to be a crazy ride.
I will always find that introduction to be one of the most clever things I've come up with in 2021. Hi, everybody. And welcome back to whatever this is. And I want to talk about something I learned in 2021. Which are that boundaries are important. And sticking with them are also important. So basically, what led me to learn this is a whole slew of events, but basically it all boils down to people who say they're your friends who don't actually want to put in the effort to be your friend, and they just let people stir the pot and not stick up for you when you need it most, because it has been my experience that a lot of people who identify as littles or subs or something in that spectrum kind of have a tough time with that. Some don't, some do. It's more of a people thing than a DS thing, but and I'm one of those people, and I don't have any shame in admitting that, but there was some stuff that happened in a messenger group that I was in that shouldn't have happened, and people were just not being very nice. So I ended up leaving, and I posted shortly after a little thing on Facebook telling people that, you know, while I can stick up for myself and fight my own battles and that kind of thing, I also like when people are in my corner, and if you're not, then, you know, you don't deserve to be my friend. That's a boundary for me. If you can't stick up for me and you can't, like, and you keep saying that, like, I'm not a true this or that or the other thing because I don't act a certain way according to your standards, then you don't deserve to be in my circle of friends. And this was really important for me to learn how to set clear boundaries and stick to them, because, you know, I used to kind of make excuses for people and be like, oh, well, they said it, but they didn't mean it. Or, you know, they're just having a bad day or, you know, something. But it turns out that most of the time that's not true. So, yeah. And of course, me writing that on Facebook turned into a fucking shit show, and lots of really stupid shit was said. People just, you know, being childish. But I feel like people who identify as the little S, especially when they're first starting out, have a difficult time with this. And I just wanted everyone to know that they're not alone. That you can do this. You can set boundaries. You can be opinionated and have a voice. And say what's on your mind. And yell and scream at someone, and that doesn't make you less of a little less than the person sitting in the corner who's minding their own business. And another thing is that if somebody is, it doesn't matter how they identify, if they are putting their dynamic on you, e.g. acting like a brat, or dominating you without your permission, or subbing to you without your permission, that is also a boundary, and you have every right to say something. If you're not into non-consensual DS type situations, and I am not, so please do not dom me or sub to me or any other weird, or you know, be a smart ass to me and then be like, oh well, I'm a brat, so you know I can do it. Yeah, you can, but I don't consent to it, so stop it. Yeah, I just wanted people to know that they're not alone. This is a really short episode because I'm sleepy. I've been up since 4 a.m. So, I'm gonna try for more sleep, but I just wanted to let everybody know that. Sorry, things have been really scattered as far as episodes go. Things are still kind of hectic around here, so I will push out new content when I can. I appreciate everyone for listening and for checking in and seeing what's going on. You know, whatever you're doing over there, I appreciate it. If you liked this episode or any previous episodes and you're like, what do I do to get in touch with you? I liked this episode. You can either follow me on Twitter or Instagram at the handle LunaTheKitten92. You can also join my Facebook group where I post updates on when podcasts come out, so you will know and will be like, what? There's a new episode? By searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. And that's it. That's all I got. Because everything else I have is just not important. Because no more Discord. Me doing Discord no more. Well, I'm still on Discord technically, but making servers is a thing of the past. Because I'm not good at it. So, meh. I've made like 5 servers in like 3 years collectively. So, I think I'm gonna give that a break for a bit. Because I'm not good at it. So, you can do all those things or not. And you can subscribe to this podcast or like it or follow it or whatever it is that people do. And until next time, stay kinky, stay safe, be positive member of your BDSM community, whether that's online or in real life, because people are people regardless of whether you're in a screen or in a bar. And keep filling the world with hearts, because I'm watching. Bye, guys.